One of the most recent COVID-19 cases in the area was an out-of-state angler staying at the Rocky Point Resort. The owner of Rocky Point, who declined to give his name, says the guest that tested positive on July 1st did not contract the virus in Petersburg, but before his arrival.
He did not catch it at the lodge or in Petersburg. He got tested the day he got off the plane.
The owner says the guest did not have any symptoms, and after being tested at the airport, waited for test results at the lodge and fished with the group he came with. After the positive diagnosis, he was quarantined, as were the other members of his group, and they have since moved to a hotel in town to wait out the 14-day quarantine at their own expense.
We've gone through and sanitized everything that they possibly use and touched and let everything set for 4 days before we went in there and done anything.
That's been the standard practice for Rocky Point, according to the owner, and their plan for opening the summer fishing season submitted to the state and reviewed by the Petersburg Borough. Rocky Point is owned by Susan, Walt, Mike, and Pam Payne. Guests are driven directly from the airport, stay in individual cabins. All their meals are delivered to their cabin, and they go out fishing unguided in their own groups. What's the attitude like when you're explaining these things to guests? How are people receiving it?
How are they responding?
Mm-hmm.
Great. They're just glad that we're open.
He's one of the lodge owners who would talk to KFSK about coronavirus protocols. Green Rocks Lodge refused an interview, and Majestic Eagle and Petersburg Sport Fishing Lodges did not return a request for comment before airtime. None of the lodges except Rocky Point mentioned coronavirus or health protocols on their websites. In accordance with the state health mandate, the owner of Rocky Point says he advises everyone to get tested at most 72 hours before arriving in Petersburg. But not everyone is able to access asymptomatic testing where they live. If that's the case, they're given a test at the airport and have to quarantine till they get results, which is less than ideal.
Personally, I think, you know, if we're going to have people come in town like that, they should have the rapid testing. If not, then we don't get the results back for 3 to 4 days.
Wait times for test results vary across Alaska, and due to higher volumes of testing now, can be anywhere from 2 days to 2 weeks. Rapid results in all communities would be best, but Alaska health officials say supplies are limited at this time. Pat Miller is the owner of Calder Mountain Lodge in Point Baker. That lodge brings its guests from Petersburg Airport to their destination on northern Prince of Wales Island. She says, fortunately, most of her guests have been able to get a COVID test before arriving.
I really, really feel like everyone is trying really hard to keep people safe.
Miller says their company sanitizes common areas in the lodge hourly, the dining room is spaced out, and guests are asked to socially distance as much as possible. She says they've had good communication with health officials, community members, and guests to take precautions.
We're working on this together. You know, Petersburg, they've been great to communicate with us, let us know what their concerns are, and we have reassured them that we're not allowing our guests to do the things that they were concerned about.
Residents had complained sport fishing anglers in general were going directly from the airport to shopping and mingling in town with test results unknown. Miller says all Calder Mountain guests with pending tests are picked up from the airport and go directly to the charter boat to the lodge in Point Baker. Frank Stelmack with Island Point Lodge also emphasized that they restrict all guests from going into town, regardless of testing results.
What we're doing now is we're telling them that we're not stopping in town for a fishing license. We're not stopping for liquor. You have to go straight to the lodge. You fill out a request. We'll go back to town and get it later that day or the next day. So we're keeping them out of town to prevent problems in town with the people.
Complaints about sport fishing patrons mingling in town were reported to the Petersburg Borough. That prompted a compliance letter to go out to all operators of charter or guiding services, says the borough's incident commander, Carl Hagerman. It reminded them of the health mandates and to communicate with all guests.
So the lodges have been well informed at this point and have all spoken with the chief of police regarding the packet of information.
Hagerman says they want to work with sport fishing lodges in order to prevent any COVID outbreak and maintain business operations. And compliance is mandatory, and enforcement could mean fines up to $25,000 or other penalties under state law. However, right now, the borough is relying on the honor system for compliance.
And we are seeing some improvements and some non-improvements.
Hagerman says the biggest issue is a misconception around quarantine. When a visitor arrives in Petersburg without prior testing, they need to get a test, and while awaiting results, quarantine completely, no exceptions.
Anybody coming into the state for a recreational fishing trip that checks the quarantine box or is required to quarantine until they get the test result should not be going fishing. And so it's just information that needs to be followed through with, by the visitor industry businesses, and making sure that their guests and clients know what they need to do.
Other out-of-state anglers may be staying at local hotels and doing their own trips with day charters. Petersburg also expects those companies to communicate travel and health requirements. The Southeast Alaska Guides Organization is the trade group for fishing charters. SeaGo has developed guidelines and COVID protocols for the industry, says Director Forrest Braden, and is working on outreach and helping businesses with compliance. The lodge owners who spoke to KFSK highlighted the importance of client dollars to the local economy and income for operators this summer season. Several say they are balancing risk while maintaining their livelihoods, but business is down by about 40%, and many have rebooked their Alaska fishing adventure for next year. In Petersburg, I'm Corinne Smith.